What could our land-grant universities be doing better? Find out today on Farm to Fork. As we approach the end of 2025, I'd like to thank everyone who supported the Farm Safety and Health campaign this year on Farm to Fork. Those of you who are regular listeners might have found it a bit excessive, but considering what's at stake, I hope you saw it as the service it was intended to be. By year's end, more than 50 million sets of ears heard these messages. There's still time to join in supporting the campaign. Visit NorthShoreProductions.com to learn how. Farmers know that livestock can be temperamental at times. Even animals that have never been a problem before can act up. And in a head-to-head, the 600-pound steer or mama sow will hold the advantage. Be watchful and know how to reach a safe spot fast if you have to. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. A recent Farm Foundation forum focused on the future of the land-grant university system. Started in 1862, the system includes institutions in all 50 states, the District of Columbia, and 5 U.S. territories. One forum panelist is Nancy Cox, former dean of the University of Kentucky School of Agriculture and now vice president for land-grant engagement there. She sees areas for improvement in the land-grant system.
I believe we need to communicate better. We need to be the peers rather than the ivory tower people. We need to get down and double down on working with people where they are and communicating that we do happen to have a certain set of knowledge, but we're not smarter than anyone else. We have to partner at that level.
Cox is a fan of collaboration.
How do we change the mindset and how do we make better partnerships with our existing industries? But we're already doing a lot for workforce development. We're already doing a lot for societal welfare, mostly in the colleges of agriculture, but ready to have, and many universities, including UK, have started to have partnerships with extension with other colleges, including the healthcare mission.
Tomorrow, the role of the land grants in the future. Merry Christmas to you all. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.